Thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Naya. How may I help you?
Hi. I am calling because my mom has a couple of charges on her account, and it looks like it's for Focus Nourish, and we have no idea what that is.
Okay.
$29.97.
Can you provide me with the zip code, please?
02726.
Can you verify the first and last name? Wait, 02726?
Correct. Massachusetts.
Okay, so with that zip code, I'm unable to locate anything. It says no results found. So
well,
could you try the last four digits of the bill of the card that was billed?
Yep, I can. The last four is 0726.
And can you verify the first and last name?
Laurent Gay, G-U-A-Y.
Okay. And can you verify the address, please?
195 Gifford Avenue in Somerset, Massachusetts, 02726.
So today I do see the Vibe Pods and Vibe Watch was purchased today for the, well, not today, on the 31st of January. For the shipping and handling prices of $7.92 and the earbuds was $29.97.
Yeah. Well, first of all, he doesn't know what he's doing. He has dementia. And so he shouldn't be getting anything. Is this going to be like a reoccurring charge, something that he's going to get charged every month for something now?
No, ma'am.
Yeah. So this should never have been sent to him. How can I get this so that this charge comes off of the credit card and that this should never have come?
Due to the charge, the product being shipped out, the charge is valid. I'm unable to tamper with that. The only thing I can do is get everything canceled out. The product was delivered as well on the 3rd of February. So, yeah, so it has been over the trial period.
February 3rd was 2 days ago.
Yes, ma'am, and it was ordered on the 31st, so the 14-day trial period is over.
No, no, it's not. January 31st was 5 days ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, the AirPods was $29.97. I'm sorry. So, yeah, it isn't a recurring payment.
He's 90 years old. He has no reason to have this stuff.
Okay.
And he has severe dementia.
So, yes. So, I do advise you to go through the bank, have them to give us a call so we can process the refund. But it is valid. The charge is valid. So, I'm unable to tamper with it.
And this is a one-time charge?
Correct.
And I can call the bank and tell them that this charge should be refunded?
Due to the product actually being ordered and shipped and received, it is a valid charge.
Right, but we don't want this. This shouldn't be sent. This is a person with dementia. 90-year-old person with dementia. Shouldn't be ordering AirPods. He can't even hear. He has zero hearing.
Okay, so I do advise you to return to sender. The product hasn't been touched or anything, correct?
No, it's not opened at all. No.
Okay, so would you like to write down the send address?
Yes. Hold on 1 second. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so it is 2066. I'm sorry, 2066.
Mm-hmm.
North N dot capital C as in cup, A as in apple, P as
I'm
in.
I'm sorry, say that again. 2066 North
capital C A P I T O L Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sweet S T E.
Mm-hmm.
3010 San Jose, so S-A-N-J-O-S-E,
mm-hmm.
California, 95132.
95132?
Correct.
Okay. And I just put this as return to sender.
Yes, ma'am. And I also have to issue you a RMA code. So are you ready to write that down as well?
To issue me a what? I'm sorry?
A RMA code.
Okay.
Okay. So it's 110.
Mm-hmm.
38.
Mm-hmm.
A as in apple.
Mm-hmm.
9. B as in boy.
Mm-hmm.
D as in Dave. D as in dog. 0. E as in elephant.
Okay, I think I had that wrong. Can you repeat that RMA again?
The RMA is 110 38. A as in apple. 9. B as in boy. D as in Dave. D as in dog. 0. E as in elephant.
All right. So I'm sorry. I keep getting the last part wrong. It's 110 38. A as in apple, 9 as in 9. Then B as in boy, and then D as in David. D as in David. O E as in Edward.
Correct.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am. So once you return that, once they receive that that product, then you will receive a refund.
And how much is it going to cost me to send this back?
I'm not sure. But, yes, the shipping expense you have to pay for.
This is ridiculous. This is a demented person that's 90 years old that never should have ordered this. And so, I mean, it's never been opened. It's never been touched.
Yes, ma'am. Like, the shipping and handling expenses was on the customer to receive it, it is on the customer to send it back.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.